your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two, USAprepares.com. I can't believe it. There's an article on the website. I saw it during the top of the hour news. The United States weapons are reaching the Syrian rebels. Yes, the CIA has begun delivering weapons to rebels in Syria. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and during this hour, we'd like to cover two main topics. One is microwave experiments, and I'll tell you what I mean by that in just a minute, and the undersea Nazi base. We've had a special request to review that information, and so we're going to do that today. But Rick, years ago, I was at a gun show, and I like perusing some of the books that are available, some of the do-it-yourself books. For example, there's a manuals on AK-47s, how they operate, how to take them apart, how to repair them. Same thing on AR-15s, Colt 1911s, revolvers, all kinds of information. There's information about gardening and survival gardening, and they even used to have some of the James Bond series books of hobby experiments, if you will. And one of the publications that I was looking for.
That was a long time ago, gun show.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah. But so Rick, I want to be very careful how I do this because I want to put a disclaimer out. Please do not make one of these. Please don't make one of these. And I'm not going to tell you all how it could be built because I'm going from memory here, and it was many years ago. But this book said that a person could make a microwave weapon as a do-it-yourself hobby project. And all that was necessary was an old microwave oven that you were willing to cannibalize. And you could take the parts out of it, like the magnetron tube and the power supply and those kinds of things. And you could hook that up to an extension cord, and you could bring it out in the yard. And with some additional devices that you got from a home improvement store like Home Depot, you could add a couple small pieces of common stuff, and a person might even have this stuff in his or her garage. And
you could just...
Oh, Rick.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. Rick, I didn't...
Well, you wanted that one word. It's not illegal.
Oh, man. Oh, they're going to be here in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I doubt it. The thing is that anybody with a ChemCraft chemistry set, which is what I started with when I was 12 years old, can make pipe bombs. And, you know, fertilizer, just the most commonest of things around the house. Ammonia, etc., bleach. You can make all kinds of, oh, I don't know, what's that Steven Seagal thing, you know, CH2, CH3, where he improvises. That's, you know, toys and tools and tricks of the trade. The thing is, even the most commonest thing, like a lead pipe, can be a weapon and hit someone over the head with it. It's not about the weapons, it's the imagination. And I wanted to say something about imagination. How about this one? Nation of Mages. That's what imagination is about. It is the sum composite of all of us as magi. That's where the term comes from. The imagination is I, nation of magi.
Rick, we... I'd like to go back to this this microwave thing. Class, do not build one of these, okay? Don't try it. I'll tell you why.
Well, you can hurt yourself. If you're not into the physics part of it, you can have reflected back and get yourself burned. You can hurt yourself. There is
You can kill yourself.
And the other part is, there's attenuation in the atmosphere. You know, the microwave can only travel so far. If it's in a broadcast, it's 1/r². If you use a waveguide, now remember, when you have a reflected wave, it increases in the amplitude. Remember that law? And a light, when it hits a surface like glass, it amplifies by the square.
You
have to be careful.
Here's the point where I was going, Rick. If years ago you could read one of these books, I don't know if they're available anymore. They might not be. But if years ago you could just take a standard low-powered microwave oven and make, within a couple hours in your garage, one of these devices, and you could point it at shrubbery, if a person pointed it at shrubbery in their own front yard, okay, that plant would be dead in a couple of days. It would turn brown and it would die. Now, here's the whole point.
Damage the cell walls, yeah.
Yeah.
And the sun does that. All kinds of things are going on here. Mm-hmm. Did you know that you can now, with your AK-47, you can print your part with three-dimensional printers now? These prints are, the technology of us being able to make weapons is unbelievable. I mean, you know, just with local things in your home.
Class, when I call Rick or when he calls me, this is exactly what our telephone calls are like. So, Rick, about this microwave weapon, the point that I'd like to share is that if we could... And I'm not advocating making one. I want to say it very clearly. I'm not advocating doing this.
Well, they use the same concept right now. Instead of heated floors, they use the same concept with horns and microwave to dry plywood. And it's a continuous feed where they have these things on conveyor belts and they have a horn that shoots the microwave at the wood to dry it. And that's a new technology. It's a new way of drying things. What it's doing is driving the water out of the material, and that's what it will do with you. And you can be severely damaged, burned, or a plant, burning the plant to the point where it dies because it's got a dead part of its chlorophyll, whatever. You know, a microwave is just a frequency band in the entire spectrum of electromagnetics. It's just past the infrared. And there it is. It's wavelengths. It's wavelength size. And the fact that what makes microwaves so toxic is that it is quantum mechanical. It goes in and gets them on an individual atom-by-atom basis. That's why microwaving water will destructure it to the point where the water is basically useless. That means that when you're heating your coffee in a microwave, the water is no longer going to be seen by your body as water. And as such, it goes straight to the bladder. And that means you can dehydrate yourself because you're not drinking real water anymore. You're drinking destructured water.
So, back to this little experiment.
You have to make it. I can tell. Would you like
no.
Design? I can give you a design.
Rick, here's the whole point. The point is if we could make out of common household items, and every single item that's required is a common household item to make one of these weapons. The point is if we could do that ourselves with limited technology, and we know that it can absolutely kill a plant just by aiming it at a plant at a distance in our front yard, that those weapons, it's the same frequencies that are used in radar guns, microwave ovens. Those are the same frequencies that even in computers have these same microwave frequencies, the high-speed computers, the processors, that we're cooking ourselves. And if we can do that with a homemade microwave oven weapon, what's being done to us could be much, much, much worse. As a matter of fact, where I'm going with this, Rick,
is... parking lot where the cars wouldn't start?
Well, that's part of it. There was a woman, Rick, who was a television broadcaster, like a news person. She was on the news, and all of a sudden, Rick, all of a sudden, she acted weird. And what I mean by that is she took syllables from different words and put them together as if no one in their right mind would be able to do this. If you practiced mixing syllables from 15 different words and randomly put them together and made gibberish out of it, that's what this woman did. She lost all sense of control of her vocabulary on the air. And there's some thoughts that this woman was shot with a microwave weapon, which totally scrambled her thought process for a short time.
Well, what they do, some microwave bands, the frequency bands, will actually heat the temporal lobes, cause them to ring, and then you can heterodyne all kinds of words and other things. They call that synthetic telepathy. That was one of the first weapons. Now they're using through-wall surveillance, microwave band. It's all in frequencies of, and there's, the problem with microwave is that there's no defense against it. You can't have an armor-piercing shell. I mean, it'll go through anything.
Rick, in the studio with me right now, I'm glad I don't have a camera on me because in the studio I have a World War II Nazi helmet. And I've been thinking, and seriously, this thing comes over the ears. It's got probably some of the best protection you could have for your brain. And I don't want anybody to think I'm a Nazi. I'm not. I just happen to have a few World War II military
artifacts,
items,
yeah,
as collectibles, artifacts. Yeah, historical artifacts. And one of them happens to be this Luftwaffe helmet. And it's probably the best protection I think I could get to ride around in my car if these guys are aiming radar at me. But I probably would get stopped for riding around with a Nazi helmet. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I are going to be right back. We'd like to talk a little bit more about microwave experiments and weapons, and then the Nazi base under the sea. Rick was there. He was there. He saw it. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Richard Allen Miller's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. PhD, physicist, anesthesiologist. Rick, I was visiting some people who are close to us out of state, and this particular residence had a large family room and a kitchen right off the family room. So think of it like one large room, kitchen, and a railing for a divider, and then a family room. And in this family room, there was a Wi-Fi router, microwave frequency, 2.450 gigahertz. And then there was a Wi-Fi notebook computer and a Wi-Fi desktop computer. And then, of course, there was the television and the cell phone. So that was all in this particular room, and this was the center of activity in this home. And Rick, I felt anxious. I didn't feel myself. I was absolutely not myself. Much more on edge in this environment. And I asked the owner of the home if I could experiment with moving this Wi-Fi router to another part of the house. And I was given permission to do that, and I did it. And the difference was dramatic. But as I looked at the Wi-Fi signals on my computer, my notebook computer, what I noticed, Rick, was there were at least 8 other very strong signals that I could pick up. So what I'm saying is if I had the passwords to get into these other Wi-Fi networks, they obviously were from the neighbors. But there were only 2 contiguous neighbors in this neighborhood, and each of the properties was, let's say, a third of an acre. So there was a neighbor on the left, a neighbor on the right. Okay, I can understand that, getting their signals inside the home where I was. However, there were 5 others, Rick, and these are homes that have brick fronts and the rest of the homes are vinyl sided with lots of glass. I mean, lots of windows, lots of glass. So these neighborhoods, if this is typical, people are being bombarded with electromagnetic radiation. Forget turning your own microwave ovens on.
You know, the electronic soup that we currently enjoy, and the fact that it has increased more than 10 times exposure than less than 10 years ago. And my guess is, within the next, with smart meters and the rest of it, you're going to be damaged biologically.
Rick, that was one of the things that I was thinking about for today's broadcast. The fingerprintless assault on us, the weapons, these silent weapons. We are being damaged by fingerprintless foods, fingerprintless water, fluoride in the water. So we're being chemically damaged by the fluoride in the water. We're being chemically damaged by the food coloring, these artificial food colors, the orange, the blues, the greens, the yellows, in our foods. We are being damaged by the injections, the immunizations that take years to damage our bodies and give us cancers. The electromagnetic radiation in the air, in our homes, we are even paying for our own demise. An example of that is our cell phones. We are paying for to bring electromagnetic radiation into our homes. We're buying microwave ovens. We're cooking our food and altering.
Well, that's the argument for a tri-field meter and why they call Androids hotspots. That's what they are, and they're extremely toxic. And they're on even when you turn them off. You know, your GPS, all the rest of it. It's a little chip that's inside the phone itself. The technology is about greed and money and has not even considered health.
Rick, I have a tri-field meter in my hand right this very second. And I've mentioned on the air that I have four monitors in front of me. Rick, I can take this tri-field meter, set it to the 0 to 100 magnetic range, and when I put the meter up against the monitor, well, let's say 2 inches away from the face of the monitor, I can peg the tri-field meter for magnetic radiation. But at 18 inches, and I'm farther away than 18 inches, it's zero. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorld, WHEY.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
You
got your
take when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, during the break, I took this tri-field meter and I measured some of the electromagnetic radiation right here in the studio. Now, right now, the background radiation, electromagnetic radiation in the studio is about 1 3/4 milligauss. Well, 1.5. Where I'm sitting, no, it's right where I'm sitting, it's 1 milligauss. Okay, so that's what the background is. Yeah, but in a broadcast, in a commercial broadcast studio, it's way higher than that. Now, here are my measurements, Rick. I have four Dell 19-inch monitors in front of me. Now, at 2 inches, if I put this tri-field meter at 2 inches from the front of the front screen of the monitor, I peg the meter at well over 100 milligauss, and that's the maximum range of this particular meter. So at 2 inches, it's over 100. Now, at 8 inches, it falls down to 3 milligauss, Rick. That's unbelievable. So distance, as you say, is absolutely our friend. Now, at arm's length, because if I reach in front of me from this, right when I'm speaking right now, if I tried to touch any one of these monitors, I cannot reach them because I have them that far away from me. I have them as far as I can put them on this deep desk. So I measure zero at arm's length. So I wanted to share that. Now, the biggest offender that I have in the studio, the biggest electromagnetic offender, is a stereo system that I use when I do commercials and I want to listen through a pair of speakers. So I have or if I want to listen to one of our affiliates on the radio, over broadcast radio, I have a stereo receiver. It's an older Panasonic 80-watt Technics receiver. And that thing, when I power that up, that will produce about, let me do it right now. Hang on one second.
So, you know, what you're doing is forming an argument for why you do not want to go on trails that have been putting in power lines, because right. Closer you are to the power line broadcaster, you know, that big horn,
right.
More you're being exposed. And imagine right. Down the hill as opposed to up next to it, looking for mushrooms or whatever you're doing. You want to be kind of careful where you go, just like your cell phone, holding it up to your brain and having the transmission going through the brain as opposed to somewhere else. It's a radiation field.
Okay, what I just measured, Rick, at 2 inches, this Panasonic stereo receiver pegs at over 100 milligauss. At 8 inches, it's 10 milligauss. And at about a foot, it's 3 milligauss. So distance is our friend.
Yeah, 1 over R squared.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
that's why you don't put your face up next to the microwave to look inside to see what's going on.
Yeah, Rick,
even though they have a little window there for you to look.
There's a story about this girl, young girl, who put a cat in a microwave oven. I guess it was just for fun. Class, don't do that. It is absolutely deadly. Absolutely deadly. If it cooks a hot dog, if it cooks your plate of spaghetti, if you use it to warm food up, it does the same thing to animals.
Well, it heats you from the inside out. That's because the microwave goes right into the center of it. There's nothing to stop it. And it starts the water heating outward. It is destructuring the water. If you do that to your body or to a plant, it'll kill it.
So, Rick, the bottom line is microwaves can be very, very dangerous to you.
Yeah, because of how they affect water, yes. Mm-hmm.
And
that's
if you
correct. And since you're, 80% water, there it is. Read it and weep.
So if you're using a cell phone, try to use it with a speakerphone as much as possible.
Well, okay, so now you won't be able to have children anymore. You keep it down by your gonads, you know, whatever. The cell phones, I use them. I carry a track phone now. When I came to Lebanon with you, I had that, you know, Android, and I got rid of that as quick as I could.
Yep.
I just don't carry that anymore. And with the grid going down possibly in the next couple of months, October is what they're saying, might be something happening, they're going to be useless.
Class, if you want to talk to Roy Birdsong, one of our USAPreparedness.com instructors, about getting rid of your cell phone and going to an $8 a month plan and being anonymous, I'm going to give you that phone number, 417-823-3715. 417-823-3715. Roy Birdsong, choose your own wireless. Tell him that you're one of us, and he will absolutely, positively take care of you. His store has become a local hangout for USAPreparers.com students and instructors in Springfield, Missouri. He can help you from wherever you are. He can help you. Rick, the Nazi base under the sea, World War II, and, you know, if you read some of the stories, Antarctica, 1938 to 1942, the Nazis thought that this might be the last bastion, and
it's
been reported.
It's like more than a mile down, and the caverns that are in there are more than a mile high with weather and rain and clouds and, you know, things like that. And it's lead. How's that work? That's why they brought me in, was because of bioluminescence. It's got an algae that grows on the inside of the caves, pearl, that you know, glow, so you have light. It's interesting, what I saw, you know, they didn't go to Argentina. That's where they started. Their base was Antarctica, and it was basically impregnable until the 60s when Kennedy took it out. And I went in the 70s as part of the bioluminescence. My academics were in, you know, the physics of bioluminescence, and so I was involved in it that way. And I saw other bases there. I saw a Viking base from the 14th century. This place, Antarctica, has got some hot spots in it of springs from the magma, and they have created like a Garden of Eden where the weather is wonderful. You can find this information on the internet. It's everywhere. The thing is, the Nazi base was basically considered impregnable, and it wasn't until the 60s when Kennedy hit it with an atomic bomb that they then went in and did the mop-up. The weird part was some of the Nazis escaped into, quote, lower caverns. Now, that means more than 100 miles down into the Earth. No longer talking about the mantle anymore. We're talking about Middle Earth or the inner Earth or, you know, the hollow Earth that has been theorized. It actually exists. The Earth is honeycombed with caverns and caves and volcanic blowholes, whatever, that allow networking. And now with new technology, they've, you know, set up an infrastructure where they connect these things. And you can go all the way from Boston all the way down to Florida underground now. The entire East Coast is networked underground. The Midwest, where you live, have some networking. I, you know, was working for a couple of congressmen, and they were showing me what they had. Individuals like yourself that are armed and dangerous or building your own underground bunkers. These won't protect you from things like plutonium, but might, you know, strontium-90 and, you know, iodine, whatever, radioactive iodine, yeah, some of the other.
Rick, are you saying that the Nazis might still be there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know that. I think my theory, nobody knows, I don't know. Yeah, because if they escaped, basically there are records of a humanoid race, Homo erectus, I think, I'm not sure, escaped the Great Flood by going underground. And my guess is so-called aliens, or at least some of them, like the Greys, might be genetic offshoots of man that lived underground for millennia. And my guess is the fact that we're not speaking German right now would suggest that the possibility is that they ran into something when they went down into the lower caverns, and that stopped that nonsense, probably. I don't know. Where does the weird technologies come from? You know, when Admiral Byrd got his tail whipped in 1948 or 1949, when he went to Antarctica with that fleet and had lost three ships, there's a Russian video of that when it happened, with Foo Fighters and jets didn't even exist back then. And it was Kennedy that dropped a bomb on it and punched a big hole in it. You can go to the internet, you can find old video of Antarctica in the 60s from space, because we had tomography then, a little bit by then. We were just starting to get up into space with Sputnik and the rest of it, and you can see parts of Antarctica with a big hole in it. That hole is gone now. In the 70s, when I went there, the hole was gone. They had already patched it up or done something. But let me say this. There are all kinds of bunker things that they've done up there in Antarctica. The whole thing is underground. Absolutely.
Rick, so there have been all of these reports throughout the years after the war. I'm talking about World War II, that Adolf Hitler, Eva Braun committed suicide. I don't believe it. I mean,
well, I don't know about that part. You know, yeah. And then there is the boys from Brazil, you know, where you clone them. I don't know. I really don't know. What I do know is there was and is still very active cells of Nazis and their so-called 1,000-year war.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is I don't personally believe, in my opinion, I don't believe that Adolf Hitler committed suicide. His body and that of Eva Braun were burned, and they're dead. I believe they escaped. Now, to where, I don't know, but it's my belief that they wouldn't commit suicide, that they escaped somewhere. And I'm wondering, because some of the reports that I've read, Rick, are that the plan that Adolf Hitler had was to get 1 million people out to Antarctica, and this would include his officers, his scientists, and his engineers, his top people he wanted to save. And is that possible? Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vinfinelli, USAPrepares.com, secret Nazi base under the sea in Antarctica. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
David J. Smith for Newswatch magazine. With a Marxist socialist sitting in the White House that signed a law that would allow indefinite detentions of American citizens, has there ever been other countries to do so? The answer is yes. Hitler's socialist Germany, Stalin's Russia, China, North Korea, Myanmar, and Cuba. These are all communist or socialist countries. Does this mean that Obama is in the process of developing a dictatorship so that he can imprison all opposition? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and if you'd like to contact him or go to his website and peruse some of the many books that he's written, oak-publishing.com, oak-publishing.com. And Power Tools for the 21st Century is his latest. It's available at $21, and it will be autographed. You can buy it right on the Internet. You can send him an email, and that's rick@nwbotanicals.com. Right, Rick?
Yes, that is correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Rick, we're talking about the secret base that Admiral Byrd, a U.S. Navy, went to investigate in 1947. He brought 4,000 men with him. His ships were frozen in the ice. He endured 100-mile-an-hour winds of a storm that lasted 40 hours. It was a frightening experience. And what happened, Rick?
I don't know. The Russian video, there's a Russian video, and it's pretty, credible, shows... ships being attacked by Foo Fighters. These are small, like drones, and little tiny, discs in the air that had weapons, and then jets that did not exist at that time. And three ships were lost, and it shows them actually blowing up and sinking in the videos. So it wasn't that they got stuck in the ice and they lost the men that way. It was because there was a fighting going on. And the Russians and the English were all part of that 1960s event. They all three went in there to get them. So that thing with Nikita Khrushchev banging his shoe on the UN gavel, that kind of thing, all of that is fake. It was a false flag. The Soviet Union even was going after Russia. Going after Germany at that time. That's in the 60s. That's the so-called Cold War. So really, Syria, all of this, they're all false flags for economic recovery and or whatever agendas might be in vogue at this moment.
No disagreement from us, Rick. So, Rick, there were some reports that the Nazis had a flying saucer back in the 1940s. Do you have any information about that?
No, I don't. They're tall. Yes, there are pictures. There's lots of stuff. The reason we wanted those German scientists like von Braun was that very reason. They had technologies well beyond what we had. In fact, we're very lucky that the Manhattan Project completed like it did and ended that part of the war. Now, the war is probably still going on. And, I don't know. My work was all mostly in paranormal. The reason I got exposed to Antarctica was because of the bioluminescence, not because it was Nazis or technology that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And von Braun was brought to the United States from the Nazis. He was their rocket specialist, engineer, scientist. And he was very instrumental in our space program of the 1950s and 60s.
Yeah. He was the picture that, Peter Sellers played in that movie. And so, I have to tell you, there's more going on, and I don't have a clue. I try to put dots together, but that's all I'm able to do. I did see Antarctica. It does exist. Absolutely exists. I saw it, and so why would the Nazis not use it?
Mm-hmm. So you were down below the surface in the cavern.
Almost, not quite 30 miles down in where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was light down there. That was my physics, was figuring out how that algae worked. I did. They had teams. That was one of the few things I did that I was not lead. I was just part of a bigger team.
Wow. 30 miles down. There was light down there. Dr. Richard Allen Miller was there. I'm Vin Finelli. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Rick, thanks so much for being with us and sharing your experiences with the class today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.